And now, JTP Theatre presents Bite Size Theatre with It's Behind You, written by Tony DeMail. Did you ever wonder what it must be like to direct the local panto?
I was threatening to rename the show Snow White and the Random Dwarf because most of the kids who were playing the dwarves never turned up to rehearsals. But it was clear the cast, those that were there, thought I'd lost it. Looking around the church hall, every face had, "There she goes, having one of her director tantrums again," written all over it, and nobody said a word. "So, where's Sleepy?" I asked. "He has rugby practice on Wednesdays," said his mum, before toppling to the ground as she failed to pull on a pair of glitter-impregnated tights. "And Grumpy?" I inquired. "Karate lessons." "So, what about Doc and Sneezy?" "Dunno," said Dopey. "I saw them in school today, and they said they weren't sure if they were needed tonight." "Why wouldn't they be needed?" I asked, exasperated. "They're in the whole show." But it was a pointless question, because Dopey was 10 years old and clueless. "Am I needed tonight?" asked the narrator. I counted to 10 in my mind. "Yes, Stan, you are. But I may have to hop around the scenes because I'm missing so many people." "Pardon?" said Stan. I raised my voice to account for his being hard of hearing. "I may need to hop around a bit, Stan." He shook his head. He put his leather-bound storybook prop down and told me, solemnly, "I can't hop. It's my knees, you see." I explained, as loudly as I could, that I had no plans to have an 82-year-old narrator performing acrobatics on stage, and Stan was satisfied enough for us to start rehearsals. "Act one, scene three," I called, and they all trooped to their positions as the music struck up from the soundbox. I don't know if you've ever seen several old-age pensioners, three children, and a painfully shy Snow White attempt a square dancing routine, but I promise you there are few things less dangerous. If I'd had the resources, I'd have been looking to use body doubles, but in Andram you have to go with what you've got. It was an absolute shambles, and I missed the last 20 seconds because my face was buried in my hands until the music stopped. "I thought that went quite well," said the dame. "But then Don thought our VE Day anniversary show went quite well, and I was sure the War Crimes Commission were investigating." "I still don't know the words," said the Wicked Queen. "It's a dance routine, Mary," I said. "You're not supposed to be singing." "It would be nice to have the words, though," Mary persisted. "Well, you can't have them. You lot lose every song sheet I give you anyway." "All right, Miss Grumpy Pants," said Mary. "Are we doing it again or what?" I shook my head. "It needs some work, but I think we'll move on all the same." The rest of the rehearsal was useless. Forgotten lines, people in the wrong places, and histrionics from our resident prima donna. There was even a walkout by the sound man after someone upset him over feedback from the speakers. Snow White was very convincing at being comatose, but unfortunately this was before she ate the poison apple. "It'll never be ready on time," said Mary. And I was inclined to agree with her. But by some miracle of amateur dramatics, just 1 month later, we sold every seat. Audiences were appreciative, and the local papers treated us kindly. Snow White was somehow a triumph, and the pain of rehearsals had become such a distant memory, I'd started planning for next year.
You've been listening to It's Behind You, featuring Lynn Cartledge, with thanks to freesfx.co.uk for sound effects and music. You can follow JTP Theatre on Facebook and Instagram, and we'll be back with more next Tuesday on Thornbury Radio.